after launching a redesigned MacBook Air with a 13.6-inch display and M2 processor in summer last year. Apple is reportedly working on a newer, larger model. According to numerous reports, Apple is developing a 15-inch MacBook Air for the first time, which could launch in a couple of months from now. Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast. I'm your host, Shashanki, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the all-new MacBook Air. And it's going to be freakishly huge because this is the first time we're going to get a 15-inch MacBook Air. Are you excited for it? This is a project with a very long history. As revealed in documentation used in the Epic and the Apple cardboard battles, Steve Jobs discussed a 15-inch MacBook Air as far back to 2007, prior to the release of 13-inch MacBook in 2008. So where did this news come from all of a sudden, and how did we go from 0 to 100 on a 15-inch MacBook Air within 24 hours? So this all started with a tweet on 13th of February from Ross Young of Display Supply Chain Consultants. He said that the 15.5-inch panel for the new MacBook Air has entered production. Given the usual time frame for such a thing, this suggests a launch in the early April of 2023. In a January 2023 Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurban wrote that 15-inch MacBook Air will be a major saving grace for the Mac lineup in 2023. Now, this isn't the first we've heard of the larger MacBook Air. Gurban and others have been sharing details of the unreleased Mac laptop for quite some time now. In January 2021, Mark Gurman first mentioned that Apple had explored the idea of a 15-inch MacBook Air. His sources suggested that Apple wishes to introduce this new model in order to grow its slice of the laptop market with more models and more choice for customers. Then in March 2022, Ross Young suggested that new 15-inch model will be a variant of MacBook Air and won't replace the current model. Following that report, analyst Manchiku also tweeted about 15-inch MacBooks, indicating that this new model could arrive in 2023 and that it may offer an M2 Pro chip. Interestingly, Kuo, unlike Gurman and Young, doesn't refer to this as MacBook Air, but rather calls it MacBook. 15-inch MacBook Air release date. Gurman suggests that the new MacBook Air could see a spring 2023 launch. This could mean a March or an April launch. Apple often holds a spring event, such as the one for the 24-inch iMac in 2021, although a WWDC 2023 launch may be more likely. Ross Young says that panel entered production in February, which suggests a launch around early April. Alternatively, Apple may wish to reserve its spring event time slot for the launch of the VR headset, which is rumored to be almost ready for launch. In which case, we could see Apple announce the new Macs without an event, instead issuing press releases to announce the new products, as it did with the iPads in 2022. Kuo also indicates that 15-inch MacBook Air will arrive in the second quarter of 2023 or later. 15-inch MacBook Air price. To get an idea of how Apple will price the new 15-inch MacBook Air, we can look at the prices of Apple's current lineup for Mac products. The 13-inch M2 Air is priced at $1,200, whereas the 13-inch M2 Pro is priced at $1,300. The 14-inch M2 Pro is priced at $2,000, whereas the 16-inch M2 Pro is priced at $2,500. Looking at that lineup, the first challenge is working out whether the new 15-inch MacBook would sit. Assuming that it's a MacBook Air without a fan, introducing a 15-inch MacBook as a replacement for the 13-inch MacBook Pro makes a lot of sense. If that was the case, we'd expect pricing to be slightly above what the 13-inch MacBook Pro costs right now. So anywhere between $1,400 or $1,600. If it's more of a higher-end model, it could start as high as $1,800, the starting price of the original MacBook Air back in 2008. Note that, when we see prices rise, the new Macs are introduced. In October 22, Apple increased prices of iPads outside the US in line with currency fluctuations. Let's talk about the 15-inch design and display. When Apple first announced the MacBook Air in 2008, it was only available in a 13-inch model, although an 11-inch model was added in 2010 and discontinued in 2015. So offering two sizes of the MacBook Air wouldn't be unprecedented, nor will it be the first time Apple has sold a 15-inch laptop. Apple introduced the popular 15-inch PowerBook in 2001 and the 15-inch MacBook Pro in 2006. Apple continued to sell a version of the 15-inch MacBook Pro until it was replaced with the 16-inch MacBook Pro in 2019. The last model of the 15-inch MacBook Pro had a 15.4-inch screen and dimensions of 13.75 inches. A newer model would have smaller bezels like the M2 MacBook Air, so the screen could be a bit bigger. For example, the M2 MacBook Air has a slightly larger 13.6-inch display compared to the 13.3-inch display in the MacBook Pro and M1 MacBook Air, but the dimensions are particularly identical. However, Apple could be going even smaller instead. Analyst Ross Young, who correctly predicted the M2 Air's 13.6-inch display, suggested in March 22 that the screen on this new model would measure 15.2 inches. That would be about a quarter inch smaller than the 15-inch MacBook Pro and much smaller in stature, like measuring around 12.5 inches. Along with smaller bezels, the new 15-inch display will likely feature a notch and have a thin profile of less than half an inch. Later reports have suggested that the panel will measure 15.5 inches. While there have been rumors that MacBook Air would get a mini LED display, in 2022, Apple opted to use a similar LCD panel for the redesigned laptops. So it seems ProMotion Mini LED tech will be reserved for the higher-end MacBook Pro models. So the new 15-inch MacBook Air likely won't offer either feature. In addition, Apple may be planning an OLED upgrade in 2024, according to analyst Ross Young. So don't expect this technology until next year. I'm assuming that 15-inch MacBook Air will come in colors other than silver and space gray like the 13-inch model. But we haven't heard much rumors about the colors, although there were previous rumors about a green version of M2 MacBook Air that never materialized. See, we don't know much about this new laptop, but in June, Kuo tweeted that Apple may offer two CPU options, an M2-like in the new MacBook Air and an M2 Pro option. The M2 Pro is currently only offered in the 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro models and a Mac Mini. If Kuo is correct, it's hard to believe that new laptop will be marketed as a MacBook Air. An M2 Pro equipped Air would require at least one fan for cooling, as with the higher-end Pros, or substantial changes to the Air's thermal design, likely resulting in a thicker case. So it's possible that Kuo is wrong or his source has confused the 15-inch MacBook Air with another laptop. For other features, this new model will be similar to the 13-inch MacBook Air. It will likely feature 256 GB of storage and 8 GB of RAM in the entry-level model, 2 5 and 2 and 1 TB and 16 GB and 24 GB options. It will also probably have a MagSafe charging point and two Thunderbolt 4 ports as well as a 1080p FaceTime camera. Finally, the new Air will likely ship with Apple's new dual-port 35W adapter. These are all the rumors we have about the 15-inch MacBook Air. But Apple has a lot more products coming out in 2023, such as the newer Macs, iMacs, Mac Pro, the newer iPads, a bigger iPad Pro, new iPhones, new Apple Watch, and maybe newer categories. Which brings me to a very important point. The Mac Pro we were all waiting for just got a lot more and a lot less interesting. If there's one product everyone wanted to see in 2023, it's the redesigned MacBook Pro with Apple Silicon. And a new report from Mark Gurman and Bloomberg make things even more interesting with a mix of good and bad news. First, the good news. Gurman says that the new MacBook Pro will retain one of its hallmark features, easy expandability for additional memory, storage, and other components. Expandability is the biggest question surrounding the new Mac Pro, as Apple Mac's chip uses unified memory that isn't upgradable after purchase. It's not clear where Gurman means by other components, but the current Mac Pro includes 8 slots for various third-party PCI cards. Now for the bad news. Apple has reportedly shelved its plans for an M2 Extreme chip that would have fused 4 M2 Max chips together. Gurman says Apple made the decision during testing due to both complexity and cost of producing a processor so large and complex. So the top-end configuration of MacBook Pro will now likely only be slightly better than the highest-end Mac Studio, with 24 CPU cores, 76 GPU cores, and up to 192 GB of memory. That's still obviously an insanely fast machine, but the M2 Extreme chip was rumored to blow it away with 48 CPU cores and 152 GPU cores. As Gurman points out, the lack of ultra-high-end performance may disappoint Apple's most demanding users who have been waiting over a year for the new Mac Pro. Gurman says Apple had planned to introduce the new Mac Pro in 2022, but multiple changes to its features, a significant shift in the company's plans for high-end processors, and a potential relocation of its manufacturing have pushed back its timeline. He does not speculate on when it will arrive, but it will presumably make its debut at the WWDC or standalone Mac event in the fall. The current-based Mac Pro was launched in December 2019 and has had few revisions since then. These are all the MacBook Air and Pro and extreme rumors that I know so far. Now comes the most important question. Do you really think you should invest in a new MacBook Pro? Again, a lot of factors come into mind, such as the affordability, the need, and the necessity. And you have to really dig deep and think whether you need the gadget or not, and how is it going to be beneficial for you. As far as I'm concerned, I'm more than happy with the M1 that I had because so many years and I've not really seen any complaints. So I don't at this point see a necessity to change my device and get a new one. But if that's in your bucket list, wait for a couple of months more because the 15-inch MacBook Air is going to come out sooner than we expect. This is all from my side. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I'm going to see you guys next week with more exciting content, hopefully testing a product, something that you're really going to enjoy. Don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels. I've added the links in the description. If you want to connect with me in person, just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra I. And if you want all of this information in written format, check out our app. Again, the link is added in the description. I'm going to see you guys next week. Till then, stay safe, stay hydrated, and sayonara.